This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Bob Harris is with us this morning. Bob is heading up the Southwest Iowa fishing team, acting as organizer, coach, and just about any other hat he has to wear at any particular time. Bob, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. The last time we visited, I think, was when you were just kind of getting organized with the Southwest Iowa fishing team. How's that gone?
It's gone really well. It's a great response. And obviously, I just know that there's kids out there, boys and girls, that have just, they don't know about the team yet. We've got about 27 students on the team, both juniors and high school age, from about six different counties. So it's truly a Southwest Iowa fishing team. And so it's really been a great response. And we did have one tournament down at Hacklebarney, and we're getting ready for our season coming up. The 1st of April will be our first tournament, boat tournament, in Prairie Rose up at Harlan. But in the off season, we've been pretty active, and I want to teach the kids about conservation. So we've been working on a conservation project.
Yeah, I would have thought in this part of the season you'd be doing some ice fishing.
Well, that has been talked about. I know a lot of the guys, the anglers, have done that and sent me a lot of pictures. So, but I've been trying to stay busy, trying to get ready for the new season and all that stuff. So, in the course of this conservation project, is just kind of I want to give the kids some education on how to be good anglers and what they need to just give back to the community. And in light of with the pandemic and with all the new fishing licenses that the Iowa DNR issued in 2020, and how many people rushed to the lakes and the great outdoors because of the being a safe environment, it put a lot of strain on our lakes and our fishing. So I think the conservation project is a very timely project and good for the kids to understand what their efforts will do and the impact they'll have for years to come, through the area lakes through Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it looks like you've got some activity going on now this weekend. It might be a little chilly out this weekend, but it's never too early to start planning, right?
No, we've been working on this, gathering materials. We've got a lot of great individuals and corporate people have stepped up and given us some great supplies. Power Wash has donated some barrels and for some structure. Camlin, Aiken Building Center, Cabell's have donated some materials. We've gotten some from regional corporate people as well to build the fish structures. A lot of structures in lakes now are natural structures, and just over time they decompose and natural decay. And so those fish lose their food source, their cover, their structure, their spawning ability, and their substructure and their cover. And so by this project that we're doing with the Southwest Iowa fishing team and teaching the kids what this structure and how much impact, in 18 months, a structure is going to become a living organism that we're going to be able to put into the Cass County or in the Southwest Iowa Lake. So it's really going to give back to the community. It's going to promote fish growth and biodiversity, and really going to, the people, the anglers, are going to enjoy some great fishing for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the kids are going to be working on this project, right? This isn't just the adults.
Nope, this is the kids. I mean, obviously, I'm organizing it, getting the materials and stuff like that. And obviously, the parents will be there as well, but it's kind of a team effort. But really, it's the kids, several of the kids have helped design some of the structures. There's not really a cookie-cutter way to design structure. We're using old PVC pipe. Like you say, we're using plastic barrels. So all recyclable material that, a lot of times would end up in our landfill, we're actually putting that material to good use by putting it in. It's kind of a weird thing to be putting it in a lake, where you would think it's good, but it's actually going to help the aquatic life, the fish life. And so the kids help design it, and they're going to help assemble. Our goal is to have 200 to 250 structures to put through Southwest Iowa. So not only just concentrating in Cass County, but all the lakes that we're going to fish on for the team in our tournament fishing, we want to be able to add structure to that to help promote fish growth and attract the fish. So the adult anglers are going to benefit from it. And obviously it's going to have an economical benefit by bringing some non-resident fishermen to the counties that we put the structure in. So this is all kid-based. I want the kids to understand that fishing's fun, but you also got to understand you got to give back to the sport that you're passionate about.
Well, it's just like any other sport, for example. If you're going to be a football player, you can't just run out there and play. There's weightlifting and conditioning and things to do. You prepare for something like that, and this is no different.
That's right. And like I say, the kids that I've come over and helped, they've put a lot of thought into it and understand, you know how the fish and the eggs and the lava and all that stuff are going to attract to that and design, and that the height. Some are going to be logs, some will be brushes, some will be trees, spawning beds. Most of our, obviously, lakes in Iowa are muddy bottom, and most fish want a solid base bottom. So we're going to create some spawning beds to give them a nice, firm place to lay their eggs and create some structure around there so they can protect those smaller fish away from those predatory fish so they can actually grow to be adult fish. So that's how we're going to get the growth. And have more fishes in the lakes and the ponds that we, you know, put the structures in. So it's just helping the environment, helping the anglers and helping the community and helping it financially as well. And I think it's just a good life lesson for these kids to understand that they got to give back to what they take out as well.
You bet. Now, did I see you guys are helping the DNR is kind of helping in, jumping in to help out with you on this project as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, Brian Hayes has been awesome to work with, Jeremy King. All these guys have really been very excited about getting youth involved in fishing. They've been very supportive. So they're going to help us identify the lakes that need the structure the most right away. And again, this is not a one-and-done deal. I hope to do it next year and then go to a different lake and help improve that aquatic life and that biodiversity for that lake. And so, you know, again, it's just promoting fishing for everyone, and I think it's just a great project for the kids to understand that volunteerism, especially in light of the pandemic, that so many people are going to enjoy the great outdoors, that they could their efforts and are not going to be, they're going to be recognized, and they're going to see the fruits of their labor by helping grow fish and aquatic life and stabilize the lakes. So that's going to be kind of cool, and really. If you'd ever get to come out on Sunday from 10 to 2 at my house, we've got about 6-7 different designs that we've made through all this material that's been donated from our corporate sponsors that these kids have really designed. So these guys have done a great job, and we're going to have a little assembly line to create them all. And like I say, my backyard will be full of fishing structures that we'll want to get together with the DNR and get them placed in the spring or summer, whatever time we can get them out into the water. So, and then of course, like you say, the adult anglers, I know there's been some of those guys reaching out and wanted to know what lakes we're putting it in because they want to make sure they can put it on their waypoints and their fish finders so they know where the fish are going to be at, because a structure is going to attract the fish. And so as an angler, when you go up, pull up to a lake, you go, I wonder where the fish are at. Well, if you know where all the structure's at, that's the first place to go, and that's usually where you're going to find the fish. So all the adult anglers are going to want to be able to get that top secret information that the DNR will provide on their website. So it's not really top secret, but it's good information to have on your fish finder for tournaments and whatnot.
That's right. Well, nobody likes to give away the hot spots. Well, I know you talked about this Sunday doing some of that work, but you have some pretty ambitious goals. Do you anticipate this is going to take more than just one day or one weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a small little supply house at my house right now, so it's going to take a little while, but, obviously not everybody can be there with all the other activities that they have going on these days for these youth, so we'll just build it as we go. Again, we don't have to have it all done in the springtime. We can place them in the summertime, so it's something that, we'll maybe need some more material that we'll reach out to some more corporate sponsors, but it's just a project that the kids are really excited about. They're really behind it. And I'm encouraged to have any other people, any other students out there that are interested and love fishing, to stop out at the house, meet the other team, get to know what we're doing. And it's never too late to join the team. And we still got plenty of fishing coming up for this next season, starting in April. So I think we'll probably have four boat tournaments, with our state championship on May 22nd up at Harlan Prairie Rose. If you win that tournament, you get as a high school student, you'll get a shot at fishing for the national championship, where there'll be $3.2 million worth of scholarships, and also the opportunity to go fish for the world championship. So There's a lot on the line just for the Southwest Iowa Fishing Team, being associated with the Bass Federation, the Student Angler Federation, that we have our own state championship on this side of our state for our kids to be representative, and of course, prize money and gifts and door prizes and stuff like that from these different fishing companies will be awarded to the kids. So a lot of things that can be given back to the kids. You don't have to have a boat. You just got to have a passion for fishing. Got to have a fishing pole and come out and enjoy the team and come out and give me a holler or look us up on the Facebook page and love to talk to them and get them involved in some a great outdoor sport that they can carry for a lifetime.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, and it's the Habitat Project is important. Like other organizations like Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, habitat development and preservation is a big part of their mission. So it's good to teach these youngsters that kind of civic pride.
That's right. I mean, they get to know that their efforts is going to make a difference. So a lot of times when you go through life, you know, when that day comes, you ask, did I make a difference? And, you know, as a young student, they are going to make a difference. And they're going to make a difference not only for their own fishing fun and excitement, but they're going to make an impact for, you know, people they don't even know. And, you know, they might be able to get a kid started in fishing because they can go to a lake and the fishing is really good. So we're going to bring the better the fishing, the more people are going to come from out of state. It's more of a financial impact for the county. So again, one fishing structure does make a difference, and one student, one child can make a difference in this big old world. And who would have thought it would have been about fishing that they could make that impact? But I think it truly can through these fish structures and just being a part of the Southwest Iowa fishing team.
You betcha. Well, if they'd like to learn more or perhaps consider joining up, just go to SWI Fishing Team. Search for that when you get to Facebook, and you'll be able to find plenty of information, including what they've been up to here lately. Always room for more lines in the water. Bob, appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and we can hear your enthusiasm. We're glad to hear so many youngsters are just as excited about it as you are.
Well, thanks for your support, and I look forward to sharing the results for the tournament here coming in the spring.